You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Ha ha! We are back! Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. Right there. What's up, buddy? How you doing, Trey?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm excited. It's a crazy weekend for football. Every freaking game is stacked, loaded, exciting. I'm ready.
No lie. No lie at all. Look. The playoffs are here. People trying to clinch that last playoff spot. I get it. We're here. We're trying to help you out, get you where you need to be. And already, Tommy popping in, feeling fresh. I bet he is. He just got that Manscaped package we sent him in. Heck yeah. Thanks for coming in, Tommy. And Milf Hunter 69, what up? Antonio over there. Hey, he clinched the playoffs in the Bandy Bowl. Just saying.
There it is.
Clinch, baby, clinched. Trey, what buys do we have going into this week?
So this week, it's just two people. We got the Carolina Panthers and the Arizona Cardinals. You know, not a whole lot of fantasy implications out of the Panthers anyway. And the Cardinals, we won't miss you.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. But all right then, let's go ahead and get to the first game, buddy. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Starting off, we've got the Packers versus the Bears.
So the over-under and the spread on this game hasn't been determined yet with DraftKings. They're waiting on the Justin Fields update. They haven't released their over-unders yet, so we're just going to jump straight into it.
Yeah, sounds good. Who you got taking a W on this one, man?
So honestly, it's crazy because I want to say the Packers. You know what I mean? I don't know. I guess you'll get into it about if Aaron Rodgers has started, is going to be the starter or not. You know, I don't feel like they've figured it all out yet. But if he does start, I feel like he has to win because he owns the Bears.
I mean, he literally owns them. He owns stock in them. So you saying if Aaron plays, Packers win? I think Justin Fields is coming back, and I think the Bears are going to take the W on this one, buddy. I'm excited.
Well, see, it's one of those situations where I feel like when everything tells you to look this way, you should look that way. And so I feel like I need to bet the Bears because I'm so wholeheartedly believing the Packers are going to win.
Well, I guess we're going to find out. Antonio says Murray gets one more week to get some Call of Duty in. No doubt. No doubt about it. But let's get into some Packers starts here. As always, guys, start your studs. That should go without saying. I'm not going to mention some people who you should know you should be starting. So you don't know if you're going to be starting Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, other than last week against the Eagles, which has a very tough defense, I mean, he's been okay. He's been, you know, a decent quarterback for you. In most leagues, I mean, in standard, probably not, but I think you could start Aaron Rodgers here. And, I think Christian Watson is turning into a must start, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's definitely a must start. I mean, just touchdowns alone makes him good in standard, half point in full point PPR. I mean, and he's kind of become the touchdown monster there. And, you know, if Jordan Love's out there, maybe he even gets better.
Ooh, I hope so. It don't matter, I guess, whoever's throwing the ball. I mean, he looked better with Love there, so who knows? They're saying Romeo Doubs might be coming back. So if he does come back, Maybe temper expectations just a little bit on Christian Watson, just because I think he'll probably get a few of those targets. Now, I'm not sitting Dobbs. I mean, unless he comes back and goes ham for a couple weeks, I'm pretty much done with him for the season. I think Tonyan will do good here. I think he'd be a decent streaming option for you against the Bears week D. And I think, Lazard's production has been way down, but I think I'm going to start him up this week. And as always, you're going to start Aaron Jones. They're saying he's questionable, but I'm pretty sure he's in there. If he doesn't, then I will start AJ Dillon. But if he's in there, no go on AJ Dillon. What do you think?
Yeah, I like all that. The only thing that scares me a little bit is Robert Tonyan, you know, with the way his volatility is. But like we've talked about before, tight end is a tough area to find. And if you like to watch this game and you like to root for Tonyan, then it's worth a shot because a lot of these guys, it's hit or miss with all of them. So,
Absolutely. But let's move on to the Bears starts here. Justin Fields is looking like he's in. He's got no injury designation on him as of right now. So if he's there, I'm playing him. David Montgomery, you got to start him. And I think if Fields is in there, you could start Cole Kmet also. But sitting Chase Claypool, we threw him in the gag bag and he's going to stay there. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think with, Justin Fields, I'm just still worried about his arm a little bit. So even if he does play, I feel like Montgomery might get a little bit, won't have so many reps taken away from him like Justin Fields normally does. So I like Montgomery a lot this week.
Absolutely. But that's all I got for the Packers and Bears. Let's move on to the next game. We've got the Steelers versus the Falcons.
Over under for this game is 42 points. Vegas has the Falcons winning by 1.5. When I first looked at this game, I was like, the Steelers, I think, should win. And then I really thought about it. And I just don't like the Falcons. And I don't know why, but I don't like them. Maybe it's Kyle Pitts. I don't know. But I think the Falcons take the dub.
Kyle Pitts done did you dirty, and now you just can't stand the Falcons. I get it. I also got the Falcons taking the W in this game. I just think, they got more playmakers that can do things, make things happen.
Exactly. But jumping into our starts, let's start with the Steelers. Najee didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday, but it says he's expected to play. Fantasy managers should try to pivot, in my opinion. I would rather start Jalen Warren. But if Najee plays, I fear neither will have enough value for what you're looking for. So just kind of monitor that. And either one of them, I'm guessing they're going to put up, if they're both out there, they're probably going to split work and it's going to be 8 to 10 points each. But if Najee's out, I think Jalen Warren goes off. Because Bell, the backup, I think he has a knee injury as well. So it would be Warren's whole backfield, which I think would be awesome.
Heck yeah.
Pickens, I think, is a desperation flex. It's tough, but I think he's had some good games, so I think he's worth flexing in a desperation situation. And I guess Pickett in a two quarterback.
Sure. Yeah, I like that. Just keep in mind the Falcons' defense is pretty weak, so, maybe Pickett does a little extra. Who knows? But I like it.
But jumping into the Falcons, Cordarrelle Patterson and really no one else. Tyler Algier in deeper leagues as a flex option. They've been giving him enough work to be somewhat relevant. But I'm not starting Drake London. It's too volatile for me. And there's really no one else on the team worth looking at.
I have to agree, especially this point in our fantasy season. Some people are trying to still get that playoff spot. Others have clinched. But I agree with you. You got to be careful who you put in there. And I think Cordarrelle Patterson is a good start against the Steelers run defense. They're a little weak around the edge there. So I like that a lot. Steelers versus the Falcons. We're going to see what happens. But let's move on to the next game. And that is going to take us immediately to our Manscaped game of the week. Yeah, that's right. Manscaped game of the week. Before we get into it, let's get a quick word from Manscaped, and we will be right back. It's never too early to play holiday music. And it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friend in your pants, make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then, add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking,
"All I want for Christmas is you." Now, Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com. Use code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping. Holy crap, that's a good deal. We'll see you there.
That's right. You heard it from Bandy Claws himself, guys. Manscaped. Code is at the top of the screen, guys. Link is in the description. Good stuff going on over there. You could ask. Look, MILF Hunter says, "This is awesome." Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Worked hard on that thing there. But you could ask Tommy, who won last week, our Manscaped Performance Package. Congratulations again to Tommy. He received it today, and Packers fan too, so he's gonna need it. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game. And our Manscaped game of the week is the Jets versus the Vikings.
Over under for this game is 42 points. Vegas has the Vikings winning by 3. Give me the Jets with the upset. And I hate to say that because I love the Vikings. I've been rooting for the Vikings since the beginning. In the preseason, I said they would win the division. But, you know, pump the brakes a little bit because the Jets are a good team. And I like them getting the dub here.
Yeah. I got the Jets taking the win. Also, that defense is lights out. And we know the man, the myth, Mike Bullseye White, I coined that nickname for him, by the way, I'm trying to get it to take off, is going to, you know, do it for him. And the defense is going to shut him down. Mike White. Mike White season. Let's go, Jess. That's right. That's right. As he's got, what is that, Zach Wilson right there in the picture. And Bayou Bangle, what's up? Bayou Bangle says, "Love the Santa outfit." Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Jason Cooper over at Jason Cooper says, "Thinking Mike White over Brady this week." Over at TSS Fantasy, what do you think, Trey? Are you going Mike White over Brady against the Saints this week?
It's tough just because of the Vikings defense. They are a good defense. But I think I like Mike White. I think I like Mike White over Brady this week.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I actually had that in my notes. That was a question I was going to ask you, but Kamish over there beat me to it. But yeah, Brady against the Saints is never good. He got about 9 fantasy points earlier in the year, and they won that game. So I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Tommy's got a question before we get to it, though, Trey. I need a running back, full PPR. Jeff Wilson, Pacheco, Uncle Lenny, or should I drop Njoku to pick up Perine? I got Schultz for a tight end. I'm hearing that Mixon is missing practice. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, Mixon is missing practice, but he's still questionable, not doubtful. Their goal is to get him in this game, which scares me. If he's out, Perine's going to be insane. So I like that idea, but it's so hard with the Mixon, you know, questions and everything like that. I forget who the Dolphins are playing.
It's a tough matchup this week. The Dolphins are going to the Niners. Actually, yeah.
I knew there was a reason why I was thinking that. So, yeah, in my opinion, I'm leaning Pacheco because out of Dang. What you got there, I think Pacheco has the best week. Aside from Perine, if you want to drop Njoku and get Perine just for the – I mean, like if you need to win to get in, like kind of situation, it's worth dropping Njoku and finding somebody else, you know, later to tight end if he happens to get picked up. To just have that Perine there in case Mixon is out, because I think he could put up double the points Pacheco does. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I got Perine ready to go. I got my finger on the trigger there with the Perine ready to put him in there, but I agree. You might as well just drop Njoku. He's out already, right? For sure.
He's out this week, definitely.
Yeah, so you might as well pick up Perine just in case, but I like the Perine start. If not, probably Pacheco. Think about this, though. Jeff Wilson Jr., it is kind of a revenge game against the 49ers. Although Mostert is coming back, just something to think about. You know, maybe he tears it up because it's his old team who let him go or something. You know what I mean? Who knows? Good question. Good question. And the other, Trey, has a question for you, Trey. Full PPR. I need a tight end for rest of season. I have Jawan Johnson, who may be ruled out, and Conklin. Someone dropped Higbee. Should I pick up Higbee and drop Conklin?
In my opinion, no. I actually have Conklin on my personal team in the Bandy Bowl, and I like Conklin. Even though he didn't have a great game with Mike White, he still got three targets, got him some yardage. But the Jets' playoffs record, like the teams that they're playing, are easy defenses. And I think that that's going to get Conklin and Mike White connected and put up points to where I feel like the Rams are just done this year. They're already giving up on the year. Higbee might not get another catch rest of season. I mean, one or two. It's so, even though he is probably the best target out there, mm-hmm. I think they just try to work in rookies and try to see what they can have for next year. So I'm sticking with the team that's competing to be in the playoffs, and that's the Jets.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. I feel your pain on the Jawan Johnson. Look, he had two amazing weeks, so I picked him up, dropped Foster Moreau, threw him in there, laid a goose egg on me. I'm done with Jawan Johnson, man. I'll get rid of him. I think Conklin is the call also here. And Trey also says, I know that Wolford targeted Higbee a lot last time. He started, but I'm sure it's because Kupp was on the field. I'm sure defenses will key in on Higbee now. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Good point. Good point. Connie, welcome back. Connie, good to see you, buddy. Torn between Fields or T-Law at quarterback this week.
Yeah, in my opinion, it's Trevor Lawrence, man. I'm liking Trevor Lawrence over Fields with the shoulder injury.
Yikes. It is a good matchup against the Lions. So I can understand why, but Fields has just been too good for me. I know he's got the injury, but you know he's a tough kid and he's going to play through it. I would go Fields here, but I completely understand the Trevor Lawrence. Just remember the Lions will surprise you sometimes.
Yeah.
And Trey says, appreciate it. No problem, Trey. Glad to help, buddy. Guys, go ahead and if you don't mind, like this video for us. Subscribe to the channel. If you're here next week, next Friday, we are giving this away. DeAndre Swift signed jersey. There's the signature. There's the JSA authentication. Got to be a subscriber. And all you got to do is comment on the video. We'll put a big old wheel on here, man. We'll put your name on the wheel. We'll shuffle her up and we'll spin it. You can ask Tommy. Might still be in the comments right now. He will tell you he won a Manscaped package last week. And we are men of our word, and we will send it to you guys. So like the video, subscribe to the channel. Really appreciate that. But we have a game to get into, Trey, and let's do it. I'm going to start with some Jets starts here. Mike White, baby, you got to start Mike White. Start Garrett Wilson, especially if Mike White is playing. I mean, if they go back to Zach Wilson, they're crazy, right, Trey?
Insane.
Yeah, I mean, they got to stick with Mike White. Got to play the hot hand here, man. And him and Garrett Wilson seem to be on the same page here. And also, I think Elijah Moore could be a good flex play here with Mike White. Heck, maybe even a wide receiver, too. Who knows? But, I mean, I would be comfortable putting Elijah Moore as a flex play here. And Zonovan Knight, who? Zonovan Knight looked good last week. He is number two on the depth chart, which kind of scares me a little bit, meaning Ty Johnson is ahead of him, but he looked like the guy, honestly, last week. So if I had to choose one of them, Zonovan or Ty Johnson, I'm starting Zonovan Knight. And again, we just talked about it. I think Tyler Conklin is a decent streaming option here. Sit Corey Davis. I don't even know if anybody was wondering that, but I thought I'd throw it out there. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, man, I like that a lot. You know, Michael Carter being out and everything, Zonovan Knight and Ty Johnson. You know, here's the thing, and this might be crazy off the wall, but I promise you that these coaches do everything that they can to deceive the other team. And if that means putting Ty Johnson's name in front of Jonathan Knight's name on the depth chart, hoping that someone says, we need to look at Ty Johnson film, not Jonathan Knight. He's number one. They do that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Even though everyone knows that Jonathan Knight was the one with the taste and the want last week. And that's who I'm putting out there this week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a question for you, Trey. Start or sit Mike White or Deshaun Watson?
I think it really depends on how my week is going. If I'm projected to win and I really I just need to kind of coast my way to the playoffs, it's Mike White for me. But if I'm like struggling to make the playoffs and it's like I have to win out and I like need just high ceiling, it's got to be Deshaun Watson because the dude has the ceiling there. Now, if he puts up, you know, barely anything and you lose your week, that's the risk you took to get into the playoffs. You know what I mean? It's just part of fantasy. But I like coasting with Mike White if I'm already projected to win. But if I'm way down there, look like I'm going to get blown out, this is Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Absolutely. I would go Mike White here, man. I just love this kid. And, you know, I mean, I'm worried that he is going to get in there and everybody's going to be expecting the world out of Mike White. And he's just going to look like a backup. That is what scares me about Mike White. Deshaun Watson hasn't played in 2 years. I mean, they got the run game. Houston's terrible against the run. I think they're going to run more than throw just to kind of ease Deshaun Watson in there. So you could go either way. Honestly, it's a lot of risk on either side of that ball, honestly. But let's see. Albert popping in. Sup, fellas? What up, Albert? Waiting up, for you, man. I hadn't seen you yet, man. Big Al, what's happening, buddy? Thanks for stopping in. But let's move on to some Vikings starts here. I'm starting Kirk Cousins. I mean, you kind of got to after that game last week. I'm starting TJ Hockenson. I think he has a bounce back game and does really well. The Jets against tight ends are not as great, and I think Hockenson shows them. I think they'll be too busy with Jefferson and Thielen, and Hockenson's just going to get open. And I'm sitting Thielen, and I'm sitting KJ Osborne. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I like Thielen as a sit this week. I mean, he's had some good weeks, but I feel like the Jets' defense is just going to be too much for him. The only reason Justin Jefferson's going to have value is because he's an incredible athlete. I do like Hockenson. I think he's a top five tight end rest of season. You start this dude up regardless of how he performed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I got one for you. Adam Thielen or DJ Moore on a week where he's not on a bye?
Adam Thielen.
Yeah. I put DJ Moore and I looked down and I realized, oh crap, he's on a bye. What are you going to do? Albert's got one for his buddy. Chris Olave or Christian Watson half PPR?
Oh man, this pulls on my heartstrings because I want to say Olave so bad, but the matchup is so defensive and just, we'll talk about it later. But I think honestly, if I had the option, I'd go Christian Watson.
Yeah, I mean, Christian Watson, like I said, they're both really turned into must starts here. But I think, like you said, I think Christian Watson does have the better matchup. And it's just, it'd be hard for me to sit Christian Watson and watch him go off again on my bench, which I did last week, because I thought one game, you know, he's not going to blow up again. Psych, there he went.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm going Christian Watson also there. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We have got the Jaguars versus the Lions.
Over under for this game is 49 points. Vegas has the Lions winning by one. I like the Jags to get the dub here. I think it'll be a close, and I think it hits the over. I think this is a high score in, you know, 35 to 29, 30. I mean, like just really big, heavy scoring touchdown game. But I think I like the Jags to pull it out.
I like the Lions to win this one. I just think they gave the Bills such a run for their money on Thanksgiving. They are turning into a really good team. I mean, the Jaguars are too, but I just feel like I have more faith in the Lions and that coaching staff.
Jumping into my Jaguar starts, Christian Kirk, I know he's had a rough couple weeks, but you start this dude up. I mean, I feel like this matchup is just dependent on him having a great week. Zay Jones, I'm not saying he's going to have 11 receptions for 145 yards, but he's going to put up value. I like Zay Jones as a start this week. I think Evan Engram is a desperate throw, but because of the matchup and the high over on the points and everything like that, it's potential for him to go off. Trevor Lawrence, Mr. Ponyboy himself, is my start of the week, baby. Let's go, Trevor Lawrence. I got him for at least 3 touchdowns, maybe 285.
Ooh. I like that.
ETN is looking to be back. If he's playing, I'm starting him regardless. I mean, dude's a monster. And then Jamichael Hasty, DFS. I think he's worth a DFS look. Maybe not in your regular redraft leagues, but I think in a DFS, if you're doing a daily fantasy, I think you throw him out there for the PPR aspect of it.
Sure. Yeah, I don't hate that at all. Yeah, I like it.
Into my Detroit starts, D-Town Dallas. We got Jared Goff. I'm starting him up this week. I'm starting him over people like Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Mike White. I like Goff over all of them this week. So then Amon-Ra, St. Brown, baby, start that dude up because he's a monster. Ooh, Trevor Lamar or Herbert. It's Trevor Lawrence, baby. I guarantee he has a better week than both of those guys.
Ooh, a guarantee. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, the matchup's better. I guess I could see what you're saying. I hope you're right, because I like him better than both of those quarterbacks.
I will say Herbert has a good matchup, too. I didn't think about that, because last time Herbert played the Raiders, it was pretty insane. But I guarantee Trevor has a better week than Lamar, for sure. Start two, so yeah, go Trevor and Herbert, easy. Mm-hmm. All day.
Yep, Lamar, the consistency with Lamar has just been all over the place. Yeah, I agree. It's the Bandy Bowl, baby. Hey, you ain't playing him, are you? No. What if he asked us for advice to play us, bro? Yeah.
He's like, winning it.
Oh, next, we got to make sure next time, you know, we just keep an eye on him. He claims playoffs, though, so we got to watch out for him.
Jumping into it, Amon-Ra St. Brown, I said him. That dude's going to be a monster this game. Jamal Williams, continue to start that dude because he got heart.
What about Swift?
DeAndre Swift, I think you can flex him. I think it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he's been banged up and everything like that, but this matchup is just dependent on him having a good week. And I think he's not going to go crazy. I think if you got the option to start Jamal or DeAndre, I'm going Jamal. Mm-hmm. But I think that Swift is still flexible. In deeper leagues, I think even throw DJ Chark out there, to be honest. I mean, ooh. I just think this game's going to be insane and just going to be pass heavy, go crazy.
I hope you're right, buddy. I hope you're right. Speaking of DeAndre Swift, guys, we got a signed DeAndre Swift jersey right here. We're giving it away right here live on the show next week. All you got to do is be a subscriber, comment on the video next week, and that bad boy could be yours. Sounds good. Let's move on to the next game, Trey. I have got the Titans versus the Eagles.
Over under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has the Eagles winning by 6.5. I went back and forth on this, man, because mm-hmm. the Titans are my team, but the Eagles are like my fantasy team. Mm-hmm. I think the Eagles get the dub. I really do.
Mm-mm-mm. I got the Titans taking the W on this one. You probably knew that already, though, didn't you? The Eagles are going to lose another game, and I could see this being the one, man. I could definitely see it. But let's go ahead and move on to some Titans starts here. You got to start Traylon Burks up, right? I mean, he has been going ham. He's had 2 consistent weeks. I'm starting Traylon Burks up, even against that strong D. I mean, I think they're going to be doubling him, but he's so big and aggressive, and I just think he'll make things happen either way. Also, start Austin Hooper. I think he's a good streaming option at tight end. And as always, you've got to start the Kang. Henry. I mean, that's pretty much it for the Titans. What do you think?
Yeah, I like Derrick Henry a lot in this game. I think, you know, the Eagles just haven't been that great against the run. I think Derrick Henry runs all over them. And Burks, you know, he was out practice Thursday due to an illness. But, you know, sick football players play football. So he'll be out there, and I think he's worth a start.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Sounds good. Yeah, I got one for you, bud. Start Treylon Burks or Juju Smith-Schuster?
Oof, this is a tough one, man. Honestly, this is a bad question to ask me because I'm going Burks just because it's so close. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people might say Juju, but Burks is close to my heart, and I got to put dude out there in that situation.
Well, Juju has had a couple down weeks here, but yeah, I mean, I'm just worried about the consistency with Treylon and that strong D there, but I feel like you could be right either way, honestly. They might even be very similar in score. But
the only thing that scares me is, like, you know, if they put, like, say they put Darius Slay on Treylon Burks or something like that, because he really is their best receiver. So, and he just gets shut down. And, you know, Juju with Mahomes, you know, his matchup's better, I think. But I still think I throw Treylon out there.
You talking about big play, Slay? Yeah, yeah, I gotcha. Sounds good, buddy. But let's move on to some Eagles starts here. I think the Eagles are going to have to beat the Titans through the air because their run defense is so well. And I think they're smart enough to keep a spy on Jalen Hurts. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to work, but I think they're smart enough to keep a spy on him. So that being said, I think you could start A.J. Brown, start Devonta Smith, and I think you should sit Miles Sanders here. What do you think?
Yeah, man, and it's hard to sit Miles Sanders. You know, a lot of people, that they really don't have options. But, like, you know, I'm thinking about starting Zonovan White over – or Zonovan Knight with Mike White over Sanders here. And it's tough. I'm going back and forth. I'm still trying to decide because I think that Sanders has a decent floor, you know, 5-6 points, where Zonovan, you know, we don't know a whole lot about him. But I just think that – the Titans have been so crazy against the run. You know, they've held all running backs less than 66 yards against them. And I need more of that out of Sanders, you know, to win my week. So I like that a lot. I will say, A.J. Brown, revenge game, start that dude up immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I agree. I guess it may be the battle of the battle against Treylon versus A.J. Brown, right? I mean, whoever does better was the right call here. Like, they got rid of A.J. to pick up Burks. So I guess we'll see in that game who was the better call here. I will tell you one thing. I am ready for Dallas Goedert to come back. Yeah. I need you. Goedert, come back.
Give me some Zach Ertz, baby, because tight end is rough out here in the streets.
Yeah, it is, man. I mean, I've been rolling with him all year, and he goes out, and it hurt. It hurt. But Tommy's got a question for us. Komet or Hurst this week, Trey?
Yeah, I like Hayden Hurst over Komet this week. You know, Komet, and like I say, if Justin Fields with the shoulder and everything like that, I don't know if that takes away from Komet. But I do know that Hurst's matchup is super juicy. I'm going to talk about it a little later, but the Chiefs are not great against the tight end. I like Hurst a lot this week.
I like Komet here. Hurst has just not been doing it the last 3 or 4 weeks. He's had very low scoring games, and that's with Jamar out. Jamar is looking like he's in this week. So I feel like Komet with Justin Fields coming back has a nice ceiling. But I think their floors are very similar, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But, yeah, I actually got one for you wide receiver-wise. Devonta Smith or George Pickens this week, Trey?
You know, Devonta's been a little banged up in practice, and that scares me a little bit. But I know that Devonta's ceiling is so much higher than Pickens. And I think, like you said, they're going to have to win this game through the air. So I like Smith here.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. I like it, buddy. But it's time to move on to the next game. This week we got the Browns versus the Texans.
Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Browns winning by 7. What's the over-under on slurs coming from the Texans out of this game? Because I'm taking the over.
What do you mean, slurs? You mean from the audience?
Talking to Sean, yeah, man. This is going to be a brutal, brutal for him, man. Like, this is going to show whether he really has it or he don't, because it's going to take everything in him. You know what I mean? If he's got the courage and the strength to just block out the noise and win this game, good for him. But I actually like the Texans to get the dub here.
I got the Browns winning. I got the Browns winning strictly because of Nick Chubb. I think they're going to run a lot here, and I think the Browns take it. It's just hard to pick the Texans on anything this year.
Yeah, really the only reason I'm picking the Texans is because of the morality of it all.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. 100% I get it. But yeah, let's go to some starts, Trey.
So Brown starts Deshaun Watson. You got to start this dude up. I mean, if you have him, you picked him up for a reason. This is the week to start him because, you know, Houston's defense sucks and game script says he should go off this week. Haven't seen dude play in 2 years, but if he's going to have a great game, it's going to be this one. Donovan Peoples-Jones, I like him a lot this week. He's been very consistent. I know it's a little different with the quarterback changeup, but the plays don't change. So I like Donovan Peoples-Jones a lot. Amari Cooper, you got to start this dude up. I mean, he's the top eight wide receiver on the year. It doesn't sound like that because he's had some really rough weeks, but he's had some really great weeks, and you got to start this dude up. And Njoku's out with a knee. I'm not starting any other tight end on this team. Nick Chubb, you got to start that dude up. Monster insane. And then Hunt, leave him on the waivers, baby.
I was going to ask. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about Kareem Hunt, like, making a comeback for some reason. I guess people assume Deshaun Watson comes back and Hunt becomes relevant again. I mean, I guess Deshaun did like throwing to the running backs, but that was years ago. You know what I mean? Like, I'm interested to see what he looks like in this game. I really am, buddy.
I'm not picking him up until he shows me that it's worth picking up.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I do not blame you. But other than that, sounds good.
Jumping to my Texans starts, Damian Pierce, baby. That's the dude, man. I know he's had two rough weeks, and everybody's like, so many start sit questions around Damian Pierce. You got to start this dude up. I mean, if they have any chance of winning this game, it's on his back. Mm-hmm. And I think he really steps it up and does something this week. Brandon Cooks is questionable. I don't want to start him. Nico Collins, I really don't want to start him either, but if you're desperate and you need a flex option, I mean, somebody has to catch the ball, and I think Nico will get the most targets. But you're looking at six receptions for 50 yards is what you're hoping for out of Nico Collins. So it's really not great.
Yeah, I think I've seen Brandon Cook is officially ruled out, so Nico Collins will be the number one over there, but Brandon Allen, is that his name? Kyle Allen, yeah, yeah. I mean, him throwing him the ball, I just don't like it. I do not like it. But, yeah, Damian Pierce, I think, is a good start this week. I know it's hard. I literally myself have Damian Pierce and sat there and was like, I'm going to pull him. I'm going to pull him. I can't afford for him to not be good this week. I mean, I can't afford it, but, you know, I just like to win. But I'm leaving him in there. I think it's a good matchup. Cleveland is bad against the run. Throw Damian Pierce in your lineups. I like it.
Don't hate us if he doesn't do good, though.
Yeah.
But if he's on your bench and he goes insane, you'd be mad. You'd be more mad that you didn't start him than if you started him and he didn't put up a lot.
For sure. Absolutely. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We got the Commanders versus the Giants.
Over under for this game is 42 points. Vegas has the Commanders winning by one. I really don't know who wins this game, man. Like, my heart says the Giants, but my brain tells me the Commanders. I think if I had to put money on it, I would go Commanders, but my heart says go Giants.
I got the Commanders taking the win here. The Giants are on a downward spiral. Saquon's not quite doing it lately. I think he gassed out from running the ball so much in the beginning half of the year. I mean, he's basically all they have. I'm not going to get into it too much because that's your job, but I think the Commanders take the W here.
Yeah, no doubt.
But no, that's my job. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're talking about on starts and sits. That's yeah. No job, big dog.
That's my job, so let me do it. So, Taylor Heinicke, two quarterback leagues, you could start them up. I mean, two quarterback leagues, I mean, that's it, or some deepens. You know, he probably do good against the Giants D there. Gibson is hobbled, so that's going to bring me to my start of the week, Brian Robinson. Look, the Giants run D is middle of the pack. So, you know, when I've seen Brian Robinson on the field, it hasn't always looked pretty, but he somehow manages to get a lot of fantasy points. And especially if Antonio Gibson ain't in, Brian Robinson is his good start here. You got something over there, Trey?
I like Brian Robinson a lot, man. I think it's a great start this week. Just to let everybody know, I dropped Curtis Samuel this week. You can do it too. It'll be all right.
Rest in peace, Curtis Samuel. I'm sitting Curtis Samuel, apparently. I'm starting Terry McLaurin, though. I think Scary Terry goes off. And I like Logan Thomas as a streaming tight end this week. But I'm sitting also Jahan Dotson. I really, really want Jahan Dotson to do good, but it just doesn't seem like it's going to be in the cards here with Heinicke at quarterback. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, the Commanders are just to run down your face and beat you on defense, so that's what they're going to do.
Now, defense has been solid. That run defense has been incredible. I like it. I like it a lot. But let's move on to some Giants starts here. Again, two quarterback leagues. I like Daniel Jones as a start. Saquon, yeah, of course you're going to start him, but temper your expectations against Washington's good running defense. I like Darius Slayton as a start here. And if Daniel Bellinger plays, which he might play, I hope he does good, and I would start him. Got that broken eye socket, just yeah. So you know. Okay, just making sure. Richie James in deeper leagues. I mean, in a deep league, maybe a flex play, but I need to see more from Richie James before I keep going with it. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, man, you know, it scares me with Darius Slayton just because of the defense and everything like that. But I do like him this week. Just be wary that it could be a bad week for him. But I think that the consistency that he's been having has got to be worth putting him in the start position.
But let's go to the next game, buddy.
Let's do it.
We got the Broncos versus the Ravens.
Can I get a... Yeah, that's what this game is. Over under for this game is 40 points. Vegas has the Ravens winning by 7.5. I'll take it. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game whatsoever, but I think the Ravens get the dub pretty easily. It's sad, man.
Yeah, it is very, very sad.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Let's ride to next year because y'all are done, bro. They're done. And yeah, I like the Ravens to win this game, but also not by a lot, buddy.
No. But jumping into my starts, for the Broncos, start options, the Broncos defense. And Latavius Murray, I guess, has a flex option, but it's not going to be a lot of volume. I mean, it's just tough, man. You know, there's 40 receivers I'd probably start over Cortland Sutton this week. And that sucks, but that's where it is. Russell Wilson should not be rostered in Superflex leagues.
Oh, don't do it. Please don't do it.
I mean, it's bad. Jerry Jeudy's a game time decision. He's injured, you know, and everything. He's probably the best receiver on this team to throw out there, and that's just for a deep shot, you know, 60-yard touchdown. And that's, to me, is a DFS play, not a redraft play.
Yeah.
And then even Greg Dulcich has been a disappointment, man. This whole team just sucks. Their defense is awesome, and their offense sucks. Start their defense and move on. That's what I say.
I have to agree with you, buddy. I mean, it's terrible over there. I mean – maybe it's the coaching. I don't know. Russell Wilson needs to do what he does best and run in the pocket, and he's just not doing it. And maybe it's because he's getting old. I know he pulled a hammy at some point, but come on, Russ. You want to cook? Better get out the frying pans, buddy.
Right.
And Sir Bong's a lot popping in. What's up, man? What's happening in the clouds as per usual? I love it. What's happening? Look, that's his impression of you right now. I like it. And what is that? Is that a peanut? Oh, what is that?
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Cheers. What's happening? Cheers, mates. Bam. All right.
But jumping into my Ravens starts, I think Gus Edwards is flexible. Mark Andrews, you have to start this dude. I mean, him and Kelsey are really the only tight ends that are just guaranteed have to start every week. Lamar Jackson, I'm trying to pivot. I mean, he's just really not been great for fantasy lately. It's sad.
He's cooking, all right. Cooking with a microwave, talking about Russell Wilson. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy.
He's cooking over an open flame.
Yeah.
In the woods somewhere, talking about roasting a weenie.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, I'm really trying to pivot to a different quarterback. I mean, he just really hasn't been great for fantasy lately. And that leads me to the receivers that I'm starting on this team, which are none. Because it's just the Broncos defense on top of Lamar just not getting it done. When you're trying to win and get into your playoffs, these aren't guys that you're rooting for. You know what I mean? You got to find something better, somebody with a higher ceiling on the waivers.
I agree. You can't just hope, like you said, that 60-yard shot that came out of nowhere from Jerry Jeudy to help you win. You can't just hope that happens. I agree. And Tommy says, happy birthday to Aaron Rodgers. Is it Aaron Rodgers' birthday today, Trey?
I don't know. I don't follow the Packers like that. I will tell you, though, he's going to be eating some cake against the Bears this weekend.
And Aaron Jones, I got the same name and the same birthday. Jeez, man, too many Aarons and birthdays and whatnot. Happy birthday, I will say, to Aaron Jones, at least.
Here it is.
Helped me a lot this year. Happy birthday, buddy. But yeah, sounds good. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game because I am ready for the next game. And this is a good one. We got the Dolphins versus the 49ers.
Over under for this game is 47 points. Vegas has the Niners winning by 4. To me, this game is that whole when an immovable object meets a movable force or whatever it is. You know, it's like the best offense in the league versus like the greatest defense in the league, and then they're clashing. So what's going to happen? I don't know, but I'm going with my gut and Mike McDaniels with the Dolphins, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the Dolphins win. Neither one of these teams stay consistent all the time, but I like the Dolphins to win this one. I agree.
Let me throw some stats at you real quick.
What
you got? Tua is undefeated when he plays more than 60% of the snaps in a game. So that's one thing. So if he plays this whole game, I like that. Also, I just want to say that earlier when we did our awards show, I said that Pete Carroll should get Coach of the Year. I'd like to revert that now to Mike McDaniels because I love this dude. I see him on TikTok and he's hilarious.
Yeah, dude, he's a strange fella, but I love it. I could watch him all day. How about when Justin Fields a couple weeks ago was running all over him? He's yelling at him to stop on the sidelines. He's awesome. Like,
I just told him to stop, slow down, stop running, stop running out of the pocket, but he wouldn't listen.
Yeah, he's wild, man. I like him a lot. But let's move on to some Dolphins starts here. Guys, while I'm reading the Dolphins starts, if you have a question, a start and sit, anything, throw it in the comment section. And don't forget to like this video, guys, and subscribe to the channel if you are not already. Appreciate you. But let me move on to some Dolphins starts here. Look, Jeff Wilson Jr. against the 49ers. Defense is scary, but he did practice against that defense, right? So maybe he knows a couple tricks. I don't know. I mean, if you got Jeff Wilson Jr., you're probably going to start him. If you can find a better option, I might do that. But I'm starting Jeff Wilson Jr. I'm just tempering my expectations in this matchup. I think Waddle has a good game here. I think you could sit Mike Gesicki also. And Mostert will play. And he will sit on the bench. What do you think?
Yeah, I got a start sit question for you. Uh-oh. This is a good one for you, bud. Jeff Wilson Jr. or Damian Pierce?
It's so tough. I mean, this week, I'm going Damian Pierce strictly on the matchup. But that is a good one because those are two of my dudes that I really like. He's playing on my heartstrings is what he's doing. But I go Dameon Pierce just for the strictly for the matchup. Cleveland Browns suck against the run. So there you go. Let's move on to the 49ers starts here. I think you could start Jimmy G here. Brandon Ayuk.
Hadouken!
Start him up.
Don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, Jimmy.
Start Jimmy G up. I got that sound strictly for Jimmy G. I had to play it. I think Kittle has a big game also here. And, I mean, I'm not saying start, sit, anything with this guy. Danny Gray, I want to see him get more involved in the game. And for the 49ers, I think he's going to do really good once they finally figure out how they want to use him.
Yeah, man, I like that a lot. And Debo is out for this game, I think I've seen. So I like Ayuk a lot this week. You know, he's been great, but I think he's even greater. And Kittle has a great week with Debo out too. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and Tommy's got a question. Bucks or Redskins D this week, Trey?
I don't know who the Redskins are. If you mean the Washington Commanders.
What? Yeah.
I think I go Commanders here against the Giants versus the Bucks versus the Saints. I mean, the Bucks-Saints game, you really never know what happens in that matchup. And I think the Commanders defense have been really solid and worth being the one to put out there.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Go with the Commanders. And Eric, welcome back to the channel. Eric, start or sit, Burrow or Fields, Trey?
Yeah, so I know where I'm going here. I feel like I know where you're going here, and it's going to be different ways. But I like the safety net in Burrow. I think that, you know, they're going against it's going to be a high-octane battle against the Chiefs. I think he puts up a lot of yards. I like Burrow a lot, and Fields scares me. I'm not a Fields owner, but he's had, you know, not been great all season, and he's banged up, and that scares me. I'd rather have the safety net with Burrow.
So I am going also with Burrow here. If I had to choose between the two, you know, I love Fields and he has such a high ceiling, but so does Burrow. Burrow has a very high ceiling also. He's getting Ja'Marr Chase back and they're playing the Chiefs. So, you know, that play is going to be elevated and they know so many eyes are watching. I think this week I'm definitely going Burrow's, but don't be surprised if Fields does well also. But thank you for the question. And Sir Bongs-a-Lot says, oh, he's talking to dude. Need you to try these drinks called Neon Burst. It's 8%. Tastes like grape and fruit juice. Mmm.
Bursting.
Maybe we need to try them drinks, Trey.
Right.
Yeah, right. No doubt. But let's move to the next game, Trey. We have got the Seahawks versus the Rams.
Over under for this game. Exactly.
I'm sorry.
42 points. Over under for this game is 42 points. Vegas has the Seattle winning by 4.5. I like Seattle to win this game. I don't think this game is going to be exciting to watch. It's going to be your simple Seattle wins.
Yeah. Seahawks win. Seahawks take the W here. I don't see how they don't. The Rams are falling apart. Yeah. Got to go Rams here. I mean, got to go Seahawks here.
Jumping into my Seattle starts, there's not a whole lot to talk about. Just start your studs. I mean, DK, Lockett, Geno, and Walker, and move on because those guys put up fantasy value and no one else really does on the team.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
And then jumping to the Rams, you can't start anyone with any expectations. Kyren Williams, maybe for the volume play because I feel like they're just going to be like, just keep giving this dude the ball and let's get out of here. And then Van Jefferson, you know, for the possible amount of targets, but it's not going to be good. You know what I mean? Just really stay away from the Rams the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Unless Kupp comes back and I want to put him in.
Yeah. I mean, even if Stafford's not in, are you going to play Kupp?
I would because yeah, I know sure. Kupp is the man and they will give him runs just to get, you know, cause he can get down the field, baby. Just give Kupp the ball, baby. Give Kupp the ball.
I think that Stafford has given up on the Rams this year. I think Sean McVay has given up on the Rams this year. It's embarrassing. I don't think I've ever seen a team win the Super Bowl and then come back so terrible. I think Aaron Donald faked an injury just so he didn't have to be a part of it anymore.
So this brings me to a question I want to ask you that I've been thinking about. Would you rather have your team make it to the Super Bowl, like, say, the Bills did four times and lose every time, or win and then have the worst record the next season?
I'm gonna take the win, honestly. That way we got all summer, you know, until the off season to party and be excited about it. But I think I'll take the win. I mean, just to be disappointed four times in a row, and then probably after the 4 years suck anyways. I'll take the win, buddy.
I agree, and that's why I'm like, you know what, Rams, do your thing.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. If you think about it like that. Yeah. As a Jets fan, I'll take the win. We used to sucking. Yeah. As a Jets fan, I would also, I mean, not, I'm not a Jets fan, but if I was, I agree with you completely. Imagine if the Jets won the Super Bowl this year.
That's my mind. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, dude. Somebody, we should have bet that like $20 at the beginning of the year just to maybe turn it into what? What are the odds? Like, we turn that into like 50 G's.
You put 20 down preseason, yeah, you're going to make some money.
Yeah. And Tommy's got a question, Trey. Rashad White, Donovan Peoples-Jones, or Adam Thielen flex full PPR?
This is a really good question because it's really tough in my head, so I know it's a good question. Rashad White going up against the defense that he is with Fournette supposedly being back. Mm-hmm. Adam Thielen. I think Adam Thielen, I'm going to list these in order because it's so close. I'm going to go Rashad White, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Adam Thielen, just like that. And it's really close with Rashad White and Donovan Peoples-Jones. I think either one, the only reason why I would say Rashad White is for volume alone.
I mean, it's tough with Fournette coming back. You know Fournette's coming back to claim his job. Will they let him? I don't know. Hopefully exactly. He's running hard enough to show them that. But Donovan Peoples-Jones with Deshaun Watson there, I get the appeal. I might go Donovan Peoples-Jones, then Rashad White, then Thielen.
Yeah, just for upside anyway, for ceiling. I think Donovan Peoples-Jones has a higher ceiling than all three, but I think Rashad White has the highest floor. That's my...
Yep, agreed. Agreed. And one more question, Trey. Geno Smith or Mike White this week?
Yeah. I like that. And I'm going Geno Smith. I think this matchup, I think the Rams, you know, like I said, I think they've given up. I think Geno, you know, does his thing, probably two touchdowns and 285 somewhere in there and has a great week. I think it's very safe with Geno Smith. Mike White, you know, could be, in, you know, we haven't seen this dude play enough. Geno's got enough in him that you are happy starting him. You're not going to be disappointed in starting Geno, guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. And Mike White could come out and, you know, just show us that he is, in fact, a backup quarterback. Really, he could do, you know, anything and be better than old, you know, Zach Wilson has been for the later half of the year. But, yeah, I agree. But let's move to the next game, buddy. Chargers versus the Raiders.
Over-under for this game is 51 points. Vegas has the Chargers winning by 2.5. I like that. The last time they played last year, the Raiders won it in overtime. I think Herbert kind of has a little chip on his shoulder about this game, and he comes back with a vengeance.
I like the Raiders to win this game. They've been playing, I mean, kind of lights out lately. Josh Jacobs is running incredibly. And, you know, that connection with Devontae is starting to show finally. They've been winning games at the last minute. I think they do it again and win it at the last minute here. But I think it's going to be a really good game to watch. And I can't wait to watch it. But let's start with some Chargers starts here. I'm starting Josh Palmer this week. I think, you know, he was number two in receptions. For the team, even with Keenan Allen back, Mike Williams is gone. Josh Palmer is, you know, kind of having a breakout season this year, you know, and I think he's a good start here because I think there's going to be a lot of offense. I'm also starting Gerald Everett. He's consistently gotten targets, at least four targets in the last and four out of the last five games. The way, you know, as we always say, how volatile the tight end position is, I think Gerald Everett is a good start this week. Michael Bandy, sit him. but you know, I always got to mention him. DeAndre Carter is also a sit for me this week. Trey, what do you think?
I think DeAndre Carter is worth the flex shot. I think this dude has gotten the targets, and his eye test just is where it's at for me. And I know that gets away with us sometimes. Watch people on the field, and they look so good when they move. But I like DeAndre Carter, but I love Gerald Everett this week. I think this is a great matchup for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I dropped Jawan Johnson. Bye, dude. Never see you again, I hope. And I grabbed up some Gerald Everett, so I hope it works out for me. But moving on to some Raiders starts here. Start Josh Jacobs. Duh. I think Derek Carr has a nice game here. I think you could start Derek Carr. Foster Moreau could be a decent streaming option this week. And I like Mac Hollins as a start here. He's also consistently got targets. So that's something to watch. You know, obviously, Devontae is his guy. But, you know, Mac is there to pick up the pieces here and there. So I like it.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think you start just, you know, pretty much all the receivers and anybody catching a ball in this game, I think is worth starting because I think it's going to be a throw down.
I hope so, buddy. I hope it's a good one. But let's keep it going to the next game. We've got the Chiefs versus the Bengals.
Speaking of throwdowns this week, over-under for this game is also 51 points. Vegas has the Chiefs winning by 3. Give me the Chiefs to get the dub here. You know, I've been talking about it a lot and with other people, and they're like, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? I'm never thinking about the Chiefs at all. And that's just because they're really good. And it's just so consistently good that you forget about them because you don't want to talk about them because you're tired of talking about how good they are. The Chiefs win this game, I think. They're a great team, man.
I will have to kindly disagree with you here and say the Bengals take the win in this game. I think they're going to do it again. Hopefully they can play four full quarters this time instead of just two really fantastic quarters. But I think they take the win here.
I think you want them to take the win here.
I do.
Jumping into my Chiefs starts, Patrick Mahomes is locked in your lineup. Travis Kelce is locked in your lineup. Pacheco is a weekly solid flex option at this point. He's got a really decent floor working out for him, and I think the ceiling for him in this game is pretty solid. Juju, you know, he's had some rough weeks, but I expect him to be more involved in this game with the high over that it has. I think he's worth a start. Marcus Valdes-Scantling is really a boom or bust. I mean, he has a super high ceiling with Mahomes at quarterback, but he has a really low floor sometimes. So, you know, it's kind of a boom or bust situation there. And I'm still not ready to start Sky Moore.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree, buddy.
But jumping into the Bengals starts, like we said earlier, Joe Burrow, start him. T. Higgins, start him. Jamar Chase, looking like he's going to play. He'll be on a snap count, I'm thinking. Even if he's fully recovered, it's hard to trust it. But if you have him, you're probably going to start him. You got to put this dude out there. Mixon? Yeah. We've talked about it, I think, already. You know, his status is up in the air. He didn't practice all week. But if you have him and P-Ryan, you're fine. No big deal. If you don't have P-Ryan, then I would be prepared to pivot or at least find somebody because this is a later game. It's the 325 or 425 or where, depending where you're at game. I think that, you know, it's tough because you got, like, people like Tony Pollard and Rashad White are people that you're going to fill in if you have Mixon and he's out. You know what I mean? So really try to pivot. And if not, then get one of those guys, I guess.
Yeah. No, makes sense. Makes perfect sense. I like it. And Tommy's got a question for us. Rate my team. Dak, T. Higgins, Waddle, CMC, Barkley, Rashad White, Commanders D, and Justin Tucker. What do you think, buddy?
This team to me looks like one of those teams where on paper it looks like this guy's 10-2, but I'm betting he's probably more like 6-5 or something.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I get it. I mean, it looks like it's, I guess it'd be. It looks filled out, but yeah, I mean, I'd love to know, Tommy, what is your team's rating with this? But I like the team. I mean, when you look at it, it looks amazing. But I would love to know how it all is turning out for you so far, bud.
Dak's been hurt a couple times. T. Higgins has been out a couple times. Waddle's been out a couple times. CMC's been out a couple times. Barkley got hurt for a game. Rashad White just now got in the talking. Like I say, this is a great team when they're all playing together.
Mm-hmm.
But getting that to work this year has probably been tough on you, bud.
For sure. For sure. But let's go ahead and move on. Oh, he's 8-4, Trey, by the way.
Oh, nice, nice. Before we move on, I do want to say Hayden Hurst, I think, is a great stream this week. I know you said earlier that you were worried about Hayden Hurst, but the Chiefs give up the most points to opposing tight ends. When you're playing the Chiefs, your tight end is who gets the points on your team. So I like Hayden Hurst this week.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I like it. But let's go to the next one, buddy. We've got the Colts versus the Cowboys.
Over under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has the Cowboys winning by 9. I would love for the Colts to put a pounding on the down boys, but I think the Cowboys win.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, buddy. I agree. I would love to see the Colts do it, but I think the Cowboys take the W here. Eric's got a question for us. Eagles defense or Browns defense this week? The Browns has got Houston, and the Eagles are playing. Who are they playing again? I forgot.
I know. I forgot, too. I'm scrolling.
The Titans. Ooh, the Titans.
Ooh. Yeah, well, so basically, which team is better at stopping the run? I'm going to go with the Browns. But when I say better stopping the run, I mean defense versus that running back, and I'm thinking Derrick Henry. So I'm thinking Damian Pierce versus the Browns defense or Derrick Henry versus the Eagles defense. Derrick Henry is a monster. That dude's going to get through. Yeah. And Damian Pierce, I think, has a good game, but I think I go Browns defense.
Ooh, I like it. I mean, yeah, against Houston, it's hard not to. You know they're going to sack, dude. Brandon Allen, is it Kyle Allen? I keep calling him Brandon Allen.
Brandon Allen's the backup for Joe Burrow.
Okay, there we go. I knew that was a real person. But, yeah, you know they're going to get to him, you know, probably maybe strip fumble him. So I think I go Browns here also. The Titans are just too magical. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. But let's move on to the Colts starts. And, by the way, this is Sunday Night Football. Starting with the Colts, it's rough, man. That passing attack is rough. Paris Campbell, Jonathan Taylor, that's about it. Yeah. And Paris Campbell, I'm nervous about starting.
Yeah.
But that's about it, honestly. I will say keep an eye on Jelani Woods, the tight end over there. I really like this kid. He looked magical last week, and I hope he can keep it going. And with good quarterback play, I think he could be a must-start tight end in the league.
With good quarterback play, you mean by somebody besides Matt Ryan?
Yeah, it's sad, bro. I mean, I would love to watch some of our takes on some of the drafts we did at the beginning of the year and
going ham on Matt Ryan's a dude.
Yeah, talking about how great Matt Ryan's going to be and how excited I am to watch them play. Now I don't want to watch him play. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. It's sad.
But I'm not even going to ask you because I'm pretty sure that you're good with those starts, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go to the Cowboys here. I'm a starting Tony Pollard here, but I think Zeke doesn't get much room to work. Start Dalton Schultz, start Dak, start Gallup, and, of course, start CeeDee Lamb. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
That's basically all I got for the Cowboys. But let's go ahead and get to the next one, Trey. Monday Night Football. We've got the Saints versus the Buccaneers, baby.
Over-under for this game is 40 points. Vegas has the Bucs winning by 5.5. I like that spread perfectly. I think the Bucs win it by like 6. I will say, what's the over-under on a fight and an ejection? Because I want the over. I mean, it's just what happens when this game gets down to it when we're this late into the season. I'm excited for this game.
Yeah, me too. Obviously, I'm going to take the Bucs here, but I'm nervous about it. I'm not going to lie to you. Anytime the Bucks play the Saints, I get nervous and I pull Brady out of my lineups because he just doesn't, especially Tristan Wirfs is out, the only lineman who was really, really holding it down for him there. I think they get to Brady a couple times in this game and it makes me nervous.
Tom Brady, let's go ahead and jump into my Bucks starts. I'm benching Brady, like you said. I mean, not because I think he'll be bad. I just think it'll be mediocre for fantasy. I mean, these games are always hard-fought, knockdown, drag-out, low-scoring games.
I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of shit going on.
Fantasy, trying to play playoffs.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, he's 45 years old, man. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
Exactly. did you see where he come out and said he doesn't plan on retiring anytime soon?
Yeah. Did you see where they're talking about him going back to the Patriots?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
rumors.
Don't make
me hate Brady again.
There's rumors flying around. Brady's thinking about going next year back to the Patriots. But the Patriots are like, we're sticking with Mac Jones, bro. Don't even, man. I'd rather see him go somewhere else. But
Jets.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, why not? I thought the Dolphins, at least he'd stay in Florida, you know?
Leave two alone. Anyway, Godwin, you have to start this dude. I mean, he's been great. Roll that dude out there, no problems. Mike Evans will have his yearly battle with Marshawn Lattimore, and he hasn't really been good or worth starting. You can't really start him. I mean, the possibility of getting ejection and all that stuff, and you're trying to win your fantasy league, he's out here throwing hands. Just don't do it.
Yep. Lattimore is he had an injury designation, but I'm pretty sure he's going to play. So,
mm-hmm. I'm sure he's doing everything he can to get out there. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, I'm fine. Shoot me here. Shoot me there. We good.
He's one of them talkers, bro. Talk. And it gets old. It gets old out there. So I get it. Yeah, I agree, though. What do you think about
Fournette and White? Both of them seem to be active for this game. I expect a split, and I expect White to get more points for fantasy, but I don't think it'll be amazing for either player.
Yeah, I'm sitting Fournette this week. It's rough. I mean, he was like my third round draft pick this year, and I thought I was going to be able to ride him to the playoffs. So I guess we'll see what happens in this game. Maybe Rashad White takes a back seat. I doubt it, but we'll see. Antonio says, I would buy season tickets next year if Brady came here. I bet those season ticket prices would go up a little bit if he got over there, buddy.
I would buy them now in the hopes.
Yeah. Over a rumor that we just started. Yeah.
Just started, baby. Let's go. You heard it here first. Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Subscribe, hit the notification bell. We got you.
Brady to the Jets, breaking news. But Adam Weber has a question, Trey. Start to full PPR, Mac Hollins, Jeff Wilson Jr., Rashad White.
To me, this is both running backs. For the volume that running backs get over receivers, Mac Hollins, I think that's a great matchup for him. I just don't know if Davante Adams just doesn't absorb every fucking target. So I like Jeff Wilson and Rashad White more than anything.
Yeah, I agree. Jeff Wilson, Rashad White is the call here. I agree. Absolutely. And Tommy's got another one real quick. My other team is 9-3. Hurts, Diggs, Kirk, Aaron Jones, Jeff Wilson, Devonta Smith in the flex, Schultz, Eagles D, and Justin Tucker. You guys are the best. Have a great weekend. Rate his team, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, I love this team, actually. This is a lot of the people that I have and people that I want, really.
It's a mixture between mine and your team.
This is solid. I go B+ to give it a rating.
B plus, yeah. I like a B plus here. Aaron Jones, Jeff Wilson, Diggs, Hurts is killing it. And then you got he loves him some Justin Tucker because that's his kicker, bro. That's his kicker everywhere.
I like Dicker.
Dicker the kicker. Old Dicker. I had him last week. He didn't do much for me, so I got rid of him. Old Dicker. Should have a good game this week, though. What do you think, Old Dicker?
Yeah. Yeah,
keeping him in?
Dicker the kicker.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he does. I mean, let's go to some Saints starts, Trey. What do you got?
Jumping into my Saints starts, we got Olave Garden. Got to put him out there. I mean, I know it's a tough matchup, but you got to start this dude. Alvin Kamara, it's been super bad outside of the Rams game. He really hasn't put up 10 points in half-point PPR in a couple weeks. If you start him, expect the same. I think 7 to 9 points with touchdown potential. And then Juwan Johnson, throwing it out there.
Yeah, you think so? I mean, he against the Bucs D, maybe. It's possible. It's
touchdown dependent, but who knows?
I mean, I thought for sure he'd get at least a couple targets when I need him to. Jesus. Damn you, Juwan Johnson. But yeah, throw that dart out there. I get it. That's what I did last week. So I get it, buddy. But do we got any more questions in the chat here? That's all the games this week, Trey. Guys, don't forget to hit us with a like. That helps us out a lot. Don't forget to subscribe. We're doing contests. Just a reminder again, next Friday on our Starts and Sit show, we are giving away this signed DeAndre Swift jersey to one lucky subscriber, one lucky commenter. You're getting this bad boy. And Tommy in the comments can vouch that we do send the products. He got it already. The Manscaped package that he won last Friday, he received today. So he knows what we're talking about. But Trey, you got anything else today?
That's it, baby. Make sure y'all hit that notification bell because we're on top of it and we're helping you get into the playoffs. And when you make it to the playoffs, we're helping you win your league. So stick with us and we're here for you. Fourth and Flex, baby. Let's do it.
That's right. That's right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. And we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
Perfect. It's not Trey and Josh. It's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league. Can you understand me? That's a lot of paper. That's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe. Follow Fourth and Flex. Be on ride or die. It's your boy Bandy. Got my boy Trey over there. Perfect. Fourth and Flex podcast. FourthandFlex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.